So I'm Edgar and I'm 25, Lithuanian. I lived in Lithuania for all my life. I would describe myself as a starting businessman. And now we're going from Vilnius to Klaipėda. We are working on a project for 2 years now that installs video and audio recording to school classrooms in order to get rid of violence and teacher incompetence in schools. When I attended it, it was a little town at the coast of Lithuania. It was lots of bullying and violence. And my mother is a teacher, and she said that nothing has changed that much. I'm not really sure why we do have this problem, but it is a major one and we're trying to solve it. Actually, we just started, we're only in 12 schools. It was a full year, a full academic year, and it works because people are controlled by knowing that they are watched. And also the other reason why the peoples are letting us in and want us is that we exclude the problem of children, let's say, being sick or traveling with their parents, because we can watch the classes from their home. We were still university students when we were thinking about it. Is it plausible? Is it makeable? Is it all the reasons why we shouldn't do it? And we were awfully afraid of this because of media and movies portraying business as something very complex and hard to do. In our case, maybe we were lucky, but it wasn't that hard. The initiative was needed, the true hard work was needed, sure, but the things started to complete. I think we have fixed most of the problems and thought of most of the counter arguments against our project, so we were prepared. We were having many evenings, and we would, let's say I would call my colleague, then my student buddy, and I would say, hey, let's get drunk, but our subject of getting drunk this evening would be only talking about this school project that we're going to do. The idea was that we couldn't talk about anything else. So many evenings spent, one day we just started working and we're trying to launch another project. Main reasons are, first of all, we see a huge problem in Lithuania that clothing is actually very expensive. The medium average wage or salary in Lithuania is like 600 euros at the moment, 2016. And let's say for good quality jeans could spend from 100 to 200 euros. So this is crazy actually. The income is low, the prices are high, and people may use their resources at other things, but they cannot. And the margin of clothing is huge. Let's say for good quality brand, let's say Levi's jeans, it shouldn't be more than 17, 18 euros. They're in a business of that requires not that much competence and the technological equipment. Clothes is necessary, but it's like, I think of it like air, like water, it should be close to free. So we have an idea flowing for about a year that could solve the problem. Let's say you have a mobile phone, a tablet, stand in front of a camera, and it tells you instructions to spin around 360 degrees so it can modulate your body dimensions, and then we can match the clothing that we have for your body type. Actually, we're aiming for very low prices, let's say $2 for a t-shirt, $5 for pants, $7 or $8 for a jacket, so on. The only thing you should do is order 10 pieces of each. We ensure that the clothing will be perfectly matched for you and you cannot send it back. So it's a module of business that no one is using at the moment. It should lower the prices very rapidly. At the start, we would use low-price fabricated clothes, but eventually, if we succeed, we would like to think that bigger companies, known names, will just have to join our project and also reduce their prices. As I think of it now, I was always going towards it. My father used to work at this medium, but he left us, me and my family, young. I was 9 years old when he passed away. He was a role model for me. I wanted to do everything like him. So now we're going towards it. I don't know if it was somehow psychologically related, but perhaps it was, yes, probably it was. And also, this idea wasn't entirely mine. This idea came to me and my colleagues. We rely on each other and we don't think who's first or whose idea it was. It just starts conflicts to think of it that way, so we don't. I'm not much into quotes, but I can't really remember the... It was an actor, he's still alive. He said that 80% of the success in any medium is just showing up. And now I can tell you that it's entirely true on our behalf. You just have to start. We tend not to look forward too much. We think about the future, but on a daily basis, we just solve problems. And when you solve problems, you tend to reach your goals. People that ask of me, what's your secret? I'm not that well off yet, but they are encouraged by our initiatives. Just like Nike says, just do it. Simple as that. Especially in Lithuania, if you would like to do something, you have to be bold. We were full of fears. We were unconfident. We thought that everyone in the market is much more confident than us. But that proved not to be true. Or if it is true that they are more competent, they are less initiative that compensate the qualities that you need in order to succeed.